Gunmen broke into the house of a Pakistani official and killed 13 people near a northwestern town where Islamist militants are active. The killing took place late yesterday in Gomel village near the town of Tank in northwest frontier province. The government suspects Taliban militants in the attack. Meanwhile, envelopes containing a single bullet each were placed by the cars of three local journalists in Karachi as threats against Pakistan's independent media continue in the country. The incident came days after a list of 12 Pakistani journalists labeled enemies was issued in the name of an organization linked to a party that supports President General Pervez Musharraf. The listing seems linked to journalists' coverage of violence in Karachi on May 12th, when 41 people were killed during protests over Musharraf's suspension of Pakistan's top judge. Vincent Brossel, head of the Asia desk at journalist organization Reporters Without Borders, said Pakistan's legacy of free media was being unwound.
Yeah, in Pakistan, you have a long tradition of free press. I mean, I think it comes from the British heritage. But it's true that the different government, and not only Mr. Musharraf, has been directly involved in trying to limit the power of the press. And now that the country is in crisis with this very dangerous coup by Musharraf, again, the top justice chief, that the media are obviously reporting this, and they are giving a lot of attention to this crisis, and also they are giving they open the microphone for all the supporters of the chief justice. So Musharraf has a temptation to limit by any means the power of the new TV channels and the free media.